you know, I think the statistics are staggering, where it's upwards of 80% of investors or higher are invested in the markets. So my dad passed away about 5 years ago, and he lost about 40% of his wealth in the stock market before he passed. And he didn't live long enough to see that rebound. So that gave me a pretty good like pause of, man, there was really no control there, right? And he was in relatively safe stocks and bonds and mutual funds. Mm-hmm. And the market fell out, right? Everybody got hurt. A lot of people have rebounded since then. But if you have worked your whole life and you can see that happen, I always say that Wall Street puts your money in mutual funds and puts their money in commercial real estate. And if you see where the majority of banks' money is, it's in commercial real estate, because it does offer the most consistent, stable, securitized returns. So I don't dog anybody for being in the stock market. It's not for me. I know real estate inside and out. So educating people on the fact that they can invest into these properties is a really big, what I'm learning is it's a lot of people that don't know that they can do that. And here's the problem. You can't do that unless you know somebody doing it. So if you call up your Fidelity agent, he's going to say, yeah, I can get you in commercial real estate. Here's this real estate investment trust or REIT that you can invest in. Historically, these REITs have performed well, right? 6 to 8%. Great. But if you can make more than that by being a direct investor into one complex, you need to know somebody. Mm-hmm. And that really is the hurdle, because not a lot of people know people that are buying these complexes. So a lot of the people that invest with us, they're only able to do so because they know us. And so if investors are looking for places to put their money, they can find operators like us and like our partners. But it's not as cut and dry as calling on your agent, your financial broker, and say, hey, I need to get into something like this. What do you have for me? Because it's not really out there for everybody to just pull the trigger on. They need to know the people that are operating these deals.